I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. In the New Living Translation, it says this: Dear brothers and sisters, pattern your lives after mine and learn from those who follow our example. For I have told you often before, and say it again with tears in my eyes, that there are many whose conduct shows they really are enemies of the cross of Christ. They are headed for destruction. Their God is their appetite. They brag about shameful things, and they think only about this life here on earth. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this warning. Thank you that Paul is speaking as a shepherd to his flock. And you can just hear the agony and the longing in his voice of please just follow after what I've done. Please follow the pattern of those who have gone before you, those who are walking with Christ, but please do not turn your attention to people who are falsely following Christ, if that's a way to say it, Lord. Help us to have that discernment. I pray for those listening today that you would give them discernment to know who really are the people who are following after Christ and who really are imposters. And I've experienced that, Lord. I have experienced it in the midst of ministry where I thought someone was following you, but they weren't. They were a wolf in sheep's clothing. And oh, the damage of that has been in my own life and also to the body of Christ. People who pretend to be Christians, who wreak havoc and do all sorts of terrible things. So Lord, I pray for those who have experienced wolves. I pray that you would deliver them from those relationships. Your scripture says have nothing to do with people like that. So Lord, I pray for a good exit from folks who are pretending to be Christians and yet are hurting the flock. Help us to expose folks like that. Help us to expose false teachers and false prophets. And help us to know your word so well that when something weird is said, we know that that's wrong. We're able to go back and say, no, we'll be like the Bereans. And we'll say, no, that's not what the scripture says. We're going to test it. We're going to look at it. Lord, help us to not be ignorant of the schemes of the enemy who would want to steal, kill, and destroy us through other people oftentimes. And Lord, help us to not equate people who are pretending to be followers of you with you. Because I know that can be a really huge problem as well. Help us not to rate you by the hypocrites who are trying to supposedly represent you, Lord. Lord, help us to know the truth so that the truth will set us free. Lord, Paul says that he says all this with tears in his eyes, and he's upset that there are folks out there who are enemies of the cross of Christ. And they, he says they're headed for destruction and their God is their appetite. And they brag about shameful things. And they think only about this life here on earth. And Lord, that is such a convicting phraseology. Because there are days when I think only about my life here on earth. I do not want my God to be my appetite. I do not want my appetite for this world to outshine you, Lord. I want to hunger and thirst for your righteousness. Lord, help us to see when people are bragging about shameful things instead of just laughing and kind of walking away from it. Lord, help us to expose it. And I don't even know what that would look like. I don't even know how to do that necessarily, Lord. But help us to say what needs to be said in the moment. Give us bravery and boldness to expose lies. Give us bravery and boldness to stand up for your word. And not that you need, you don't need reputation management. I know that. You're God in heaven. You've got it all. And your word doesn't need defending. But Lord, help us to rightly represent your word in the way that we live. And help us to, in the public sphere, winsomely share your truth with others, not as a club over their heads, but as a sensitive, kind way of saying, there's another way. You don't have to be enslaved by sin anymore. You don't have to be enslaved by anger and wrath and malice and judgmentalism and all those things. We don't have to be enslaved by it. We can be set free. We can be set free from our sins, our appetites, our struggles. Lord, help us to live like that. Help us to show others the beauty of your truth. I pray all these things because you are the truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. I pray these in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life overwhelms you, unburden yourself through prayer because God is listening, my dear friend.